Good day to you in Jesus' name. I hope and pray all is well with you and yours. Glory to our Father God in heaven. Prayer is an important thing for us. As a matter of fact, prayer is a must for the believers in Jesus Christ. We all need prayer. Prayer is a weapon for the believer when used with faith. Jesus prayed all the time to his Father in heaven. You know, the disciples, they asked Jesus to teach them to pray. And we find that in Luke chapter 11, verse 1 and 2. And it says, "So he said to them, 'When you pray, say, Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not to temptation, but deliver us from evil.'" So what do we see first? First, we see, Jesus says, when he teaches them to pray this way, acknowledge Father God, hallow his name, ask for his kingdom to come, ask for his will to be done. That's first. Second, ask him for your daily needs. Third, ask him to forgive your sins as you forgive also. Fourth, ask him to lead your steps. And fifth, ask him to protect you. Amen. Our fuel for this week is called As He Prayed. The scripture we're going to look at first is Luke chapter 9, verse 28 through 36. And it reads, "Now it came to pass, about 8 days after these sayings, that he took Peter, John, and James, and went up on the mountain to pray. As he prayed, the appearance of his face was altered, and his robe became white and glistening. And behold, two men talked with him, who were Moses and Elijah, who appeared in glory, and spoke of his death, which he was about to accomplish at Jerusalem. But Peter and those with him were heavy with sleep. And when they were fully awake, they saw his glory, and the two men who stood with him. Then it happened, as they were parting from him, that Peter said to Jesus, 'Master, it is good for us to be here. And let us make three tabernacles, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah,' not knowing what he said. While he was saying this, a cloud came and overshadowed them, and they were fearful as they entered the cloud. And a voice came out of the cloud saying, 'This is my beloved Son. Hear him.' When the voice had ceased, Jesus was found alone. But they kept quiet and told no one in those days any of the things they had seen." Amen. Thank you, Lord, for your word. So verse 29, it says, As he prayed, the appearance of his face was altered, and his robe became white and glistening as he prayed. Hallelujah. Something happened when Jesus prayed. Something happened. The appearance of Jesus changed as he prayed. What a sight to behold. The sight was so magnificent that Peter said, "Let's make tabernacles for Jesus, Moses, and Elijah." The word says that Peter didn't know what he said when he spoke those words. So while Peter had his view of the situation and how it should go, because he did say, "Let's make three tabernacles," but something happened as he was speaking. It says a cloud came and overshadowed them, and they were fearful as they entered the cloud. Now, can you imagine? They are up on a mountain, and here comes this cloud. And the voice came out of the cloud saying, "This is my beloved Son. Hear him." But you know, us believers, like Peter, we may enjoy a temporary moment and say things about it we don't know of. But Father God reminds us of who we are to listen to, His Son Jesus. There was still much work to be done. They couldn't stay there longer than the appointed time. They were sleepy. But when they were awake, they saw the change. Let me say that again. When they were awake, they saw the change. Time to wake up, children of God, and see what He has in store for those who love Him. Amen. Let's go to our next verse. Matthew chapter 19, verses 13 and 14. And it reads, "Then little children were brought to Him that He might put His hands on them and pray. But the disciples rebuked them. But Jesus said, 'Let the little children come to Me, and do not forbid them, for of such is the kingdom of heaven.'" Wow. So people brought little children to be touched and prayed for by Jesus. Let me say that again. The people brought little children to be touched and prayed for by Jesus. But there was opposition. Who was the opposition? The disciples. Because it says the disciples rebuked them. But Jesus, doing what He does, He shut down the opposition with a word that contained authority and power, which He, by the way, He gave us in Luke 10:19. He said, "Let the little children come to Me, and do not forbid them, for of such is the kingdom of heaven." And then He says in Luke 10:19, "Behold, I give you authority to trample on snakes and scorpions, and upon all the power of the enemy, and nothing by any means shall harm you." Jesus says that with authority and power, and He gave it to us to use. So just like when the opposition came against the little children, Jesus used His authority and power and spoke a word. But again, it was the disciples in this particular case who were standing in the way of Jesus blessing the children. By the way, the disciples, the ones who were with Him, are standing in the way of the children being blessed because they don't understand. They don't know the whole thing. They don't see the big picture. Children of God, in today's world, we see and hear this very act being committed, don't we? For believers and non-believers alike, don't agree with them. Permit the children to come to Jesus. Amen. Pray for your children and the children of the world because they need it. They need Jesus' hands on them. They need their prayer from Jesus. They need Him just as we do. Jesus, we ask in Your name that our children and the children of the world have the opportunity to come to You as Your word commands. Protect them from evil, Lord. Cover them with Your wings and guide their steps always. Thank You, King Jesus. Amen. Now let's go to our next verse. Matthew chapter 26, verses 36 through 46. 36. Then Jesus came with them to a place called Gethsemane and said to the disciples, "Sit here while I go and pray over there." And He took with Him Peter and the two sons of Zebedee. And He began to be sorrowful and deeply distressed. Then He said to them, "My soul is exceedingly sorrowful, even to death. Stay here and watch with Me." He went a little farther and fell on his face and prayed, saying, "Oh, my Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass from Me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as You will." So we see Jesus took 3 of the 11 further with Himself, what? To pray. He asked them to stay and watch with Him. He asked them, "Do this with Me." It says, He went a little further. So He took them a ways, and then He went further than they did. Jesus can go farther than we can. Trust him in faith. Again, Jesus, being the example setter, gives us another one to follow, as he says, not as I will, but as you will. Do you remember when we just read earlier when Jesus was teaching his disciples to pray and he said, your will be done? Here is Jesus doing and saying as he taught the disciples. Jesus doing what he taught them to do. Not my will, Lord, Father, your will be done. Man is corrupt. Man is corrupt. And he's led by all sorts of things in life. Depending on which way the wind blows, maybe who made him mad, who made him happy. Nope, but not Jesus. See, we are to imitate Jesus, for he is a true example to follow. He is a true example to follow. Amen. Verse 40. Then he came to the disciples, and he found them sleeping, and he said to Peter, what? Could you not watch with me for 1 hour? Excuse me. What? Could you not watch with me 1 hour? Watch and pray, lest you enter into temptation. The spirit is indeed willing, but the flesh is weak. So, even, children of God, even if we are sleepy, Jesus expects, he expects from us. There's an expectation from us. In this case, they were to watch and pray with him. The expectation was for them to watch and pray with him. Remember, they were brought further than some of the other disciples were. But they were sleeping. They were sleeping. And he called them out, didn't he? He called them out while warning them of what could happen. Temptation was just up the block, but Peter didn't know it, but Jesus did. It got Peter, didn't it? Temptation got Peter because he chopped off a man's ear not long after this, remember? Jesus tells us very clearly, the flesh is weak. The flesh is weak. How is it? The flesh is weak, and it's the very thing that wants to take over and lead. How is that? How is it always the weakest want to be the loudest and want to be in charge? Ladies and gentlemen, children of God, be careful of your flesh and walk in the Spirit, for it is willing. Verse 42. Again, a second time, he went away and prayed, saying, oh, my Father, if this cup cannot pass away from me unless I drink it, your will be done. And he came and found asleep again, for their eyes were heavy. So he left them, went away again, and prayed the third time, saying the same words. Then he came to his disciples and said to them, are you still sleeping and resting? Behold, the hour is at hand, and the Son of Man is being betrayed into the hands of sinners. Rise, let us be going. See, my betrayer is at hand. They were asleep again, and it says he left them. Jesus came back to check on them again, and they were asleep, and it says he left them. He was going to pray again with or without them. Jesus gives us a message to continue on even if the humans don't back you up. Will you, child of God, will you fight through and pray with or without the sleepers? He is with you. Never forget that. Pray with faith. Pray with conviction. And pray without fear. Amen. Now let's move on to John chapter 17. And this is the full prayer of Jesus. John 17. So let's start in verse 1. Jesus spoke these words, lifted up his eyes to heaven and said, Father, the hour has come. Glorify your Son, that your Son also may glorify you. Jesus is talking about glorifying his Father. As you have given him authority over all flesh, There it is right there. So anyone who says something different, show them John chapter 17, verse 2. And you have given him authority over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as you have given him. And listen to what Jesus says about eternal life in verse 3. And this is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. I'm going to say that again. And this is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. I have glorified you on the earth. I have finished the work which you have given me to do. And now, O Father, glorify me together with yourself, with the glory which I had with you before the world was. Amen. I have manifested your name to the men whom you have given me out of the world. They were yours. You gave them to me, and they have kept your word. Now they have known that all things which you have given me are from you. For I have given to them the words which you have given me, and they have received them, and have known surely that I came forth from you. And they have believed that you sent me. What an awesome prayer as Jesus is speaking to his Father. Verse 9, I pray for them. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. He says, I pray for them. I do not pray for the world, but for those whom you have given me, for they are yours. And all mine are yours, and yours are mine, and I am glorified in them. Now, I am no longer in the world, but these are in the world, and I come to you, Holy Father. Keep through your name those whom you have given me, that they may be one as we are. Ooh, hallelujah. The body needs to read that verse right there, that they may be one as we are. While I was with them in the world, I kept them in your name. Those whom you gave me, I have kept. And none of them is lost except the son of perdition, that the scripture might be fulfilled. But now I come to you, and these things I speak in the world, that they may have my joy fulfilled in themselves. I have given them your word, and the world has hated them because they are not of the world, just as I am not of the world. I do not pray that you should take them out of the world, but that you should keep them from the evil one. You see, you guys, don't go against the will of God. Don't be asking him to take you away from here. You see what this verse says? I do not pray that you should take them out of the world, but that you should keep them from the evil one. That's what Jesus prayed for us. They are not of the world, just as I am not of the world. Sanctify them by your truth. Your word is truth. Whoo, Jesus. As you sent me into the world, I also have sent them into the world. And for their sakes, I sanctify myself, that they also may be sanctified by the truth. I do not pray for these alone, but also for those who will believe in me through their word, whew, that they all may be one as you, Father, are in me and I in you, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that you sent me. Verse 21, that's how it's done. Verse 22, and the glory which you gave me, I have given them, that they may be one just as we are one. I and them, and you and me, that they may be made perfect in one, and that the world may know that you have sent me and have loved them as you have loved me. Father, I desire that they also, whom you have gave me, be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory, which you have given me. For you loved me before the foundation of the world. O righteous Father, The world has not known you, but I have known you. And these have known that you sent me. And I have declared to them your name. And I will declare it, that the love with which you love me may be in them, and I in them. Amen. Thank you, Jesus, for your prayer. Children of God, we've heard this term, the power of prayer. The power of prayer. And we see our Lord and Savior, the King of Kings, Lord of Lords, Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, as he prayed to his Father, how passionate he was, how honest he was. And you can just feel the belief and faith from his prayer. So we're going to wrap this up with the power of prayer. And I'm going to read some scriptures that the Holy Spirit led me to share with us all. So let's go to 2 Samuel chapter 24, verse 25. And it reads, "And David built there an altar to the Lord and offered burnt offerings and peace offerings. So the Lord heeded the prayers for the land, and the plague was withdrawn from Israel." Prayer answered. Next one, 1 Kings chapter 8, verses 28 through 29. Yet regard the prayer of your servant and his supplication. O Lord my God, and listen to the cry and the prayer which your servant is praying before you today, that your eyes may be open toward this temple night and day, toward the place of which you said, my name shall be there, that you may hear the prayer which your servant makes toward this place. Just look at how they pray and how they talk to the Lord. Hallelujah. Next one, 1 Kings chapter 8, verse 45. "Then hear in heaven their prayer and their supplication, and maintain their cause." 1 Kings chapter 9, verse 3. "And the Lord said to him, I have heard your prayer and your supplication that you have made before me. I have consecrated this house which you have built to put my name there forever, and my eyes and my heart will be there perpetually." 2 Kings chapter 20, verse 5. "Return and tell Hezekiah, the leader of my people, thus says the Lord, the God of David, your father, I have heard your prayer. I have seen your tears. Surely I will heal you. On the third day, you shall go up to the house of the Lord." Amen. That was 2 Kings 20 and 5. Next one, 2 Chronicles chapter 6, verse 40. "Now, my God, I pray, let your eyes be open and let your ears be attentive to the prayer made in this place." Isaiah chapter 1, verse 15. "When you spread out your hands, I will hide my eyes from you. Even though you make many prayers, I will not hear. Your hands are full of blood." Amen. You hear what the Lord said? "I will hide my eyes from you. Even though you make many prayers, I will not hear." Why? "Your hands are full of blood." So these people in the world today, they can say this and they can say that. They can say and think what they want. But the Lord God and his word is true. He says he's not hearing these prayers. Why? Because of the blood. Their hands are full of blood. Don't be deceived, children of God. Don't be deceived. Next verse, Daniel 9 and 3, chapter 9, verse 3. "Then I set my face toward the Lord God to make requests by prayer and supplications with fasting, sackcloth, and ashes." Jonah chapter 2, verse 1. "Then Jonah prayed to the Lord, his God, from the fish's belly." Jonah was in a situation. There he is praying. Matthew chapter 6, verse 5. "And when you pray, you shall not be like the hypocrites, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and on the corners of the streets, that they may be seen by men. Assuredly, I say to you, they have their reward." That long-winded, three-hour stuff, stop it. You're talking to the Lord. You're not doing this as a show. You see what he said about this? "For they love to pray standing in the synagogues on the corner of the streets, that they may be seen by men." Don't fall into that trap. In our last verse, Matthew chapter 21, verse 22. And whatever things you ask in prayer, believing, you will receive. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Prayer is essential for all believers. Stand firm in your petitions and requests to the Lord God. Don't be moved by what you see or hear, but be moved by faith through prayer. May the Lord God grant your prayers according to His will, His purpose for you and your family. I pray that Jesus will bring all your family members to Him. Thank you, Lord. Glory to Father God forever and ever. Amen. Pastor Tyron, signing off.